Welcome to the Heart for God podcast. With many years of experience pastoring and helping to start churches, Dr. Jim Townsley has some practical and biblical advice that can be a great help to you and your ministry. On this podcast, Dr. Townsley and other guests with special expertise cover a variety of topics. His goal is to help you lead your church to be a healthy, strong, and balanced ministry, and for your family to be happy, healthy, and living for the Lord.
Thanks for joining the podcast today. Glad to have you with us. And today I'm going to talk about a topic that not often talked about. It's something that probably is ignored in the ministry until something happens, and then perhaps it's too late. But I want to talk about emotional stress. There is stress in the ministry. First of all, there's stress physically. Secondly, there's spiritual stress. And thirdly, there's emotional stress. All three of these are things that pastors face that, to a great extent, are unique to the ministry. Physically, there may be building projects, remodeling projects, cleaning. There may be activities that are strenuous and work days that long hours, knocking on doors, canvassing, sometimes repairing vehicles. Maybe there's just a strenuous activity that's going on. And it's one thing to be worn out physically from all the aspects of the ministry. But on top of that, there could be spiritual challenges. These also could be extremely exhausting, and they can wear on you. You know, every preacher feels the weight of just preparing sermons. Sometimes it's 4 or 5 or 6 preparations every week. After you finish Sunday, Monday, you're thinking about Wednesday, and Wednesday, you're thinking about perhaps a special sermon that you have to deliver somewhere, or a funeral, or a wedding, and you're thinking about Sunday, then, and it just never ends. It goes on and on. And there's the burden to not just prepare something and not just go through a lesson like you would in a class, but your burden is to feed the sheep and win the lost. And there is a burden that goes along with every single preparation. There are always stray sheep that you're spiritually concerned about them, that there's people that I wonder where they are. I haven't seen them in 3 weeks. Are they sick? Is there some other reason, that they don't usually announce, well, we decided that, we're not going to continue to come. So there's always a concern about the people in the flock. And sometimes you see people just, they're wayward. They're not obeying the Lord. They're backslidden. They're not right with God. That there's never a time in the ministry where everyone is 100% on board and with the program. I dare say even in the midst of some sort of revival, there will always be those that are not part of it, and they're struggling. And there's a concern that we need to be pure and holy. We need to be consistent and not a hypocrite. We need to depend on the Holy Spirit. In reality, the ministry is primarily a spiritual endeavor. Zechariah 4:6 says, "Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts." So that's a burden, and that's something that it wears on you every day. You don't say, well, I punch the clock 40 hours a week, that's all over. No, it's 24/7. It's constantly on your mind. But on top of that, on top of the physical stress, on top of the spiritual stress, there's also an emotional element. Sometimes this is neglected. We try to ignore it. We try to think, well, I'm above that. I don't want to be emotional. I just press on. But it can take a toll on both a pastor, his wife, sometimes even his children. This stress is real. And if it's gone undetected for a period of time, there can be other consequences that seriously affect the pastor's health, his ministry. A certain amount of stress can probably strengthen us. And, you know, it's not that we want to be totally without stress, because there will be stress, but an excessive amount or a lack of dealing with stress and monitoring it, it can lead to depression. It can lead further into a nervous breakdown. I don't feel at liberty to share privileged information, but I can tell you there are well-known preachers of the past that have experienced a complete nervous breakdown, and they're out of the pulpit for, at the very least, a few weeks. And stress can go almost unnoticed, and then suddenly something snaps, and you know, it could be a serious thing. There are times when perhaps we're a little bit depressed after Christmas, after a big event. But there's also a clinical depression that it's physically altering. It alters your mind. You can lose hope. Sometimes it creates feelings of suicide. It could lead to a place where literally you're not even able to function. And of course, the world, just they give you medicine. That's how they deal with people. But it is important to be aware that we are human. We do have limitations, and we need to understand how much stress we are under. The number of things that can happen that create stress emotionally is we have lofty goals. We have heavy workload. And then we face trials. And then we have disappointments. And, you know, maybe the total amount of work can all weigh heavily upon us. If you just have average goals that are not achieved, you can experience stress even though you're not overworked, so to speak. You see, the problem is the amount of work or the frequency or severity of trials does not necessarily produce stress. The element of stress is measured by the difference between expectation and reality. So the person that has high goals, who works hard, faces trials, but there's no surprises, and their expectation is met. They achieve the things they believe they can achieve. There's not a lot of stress in that. Whereas someone may have average goals and face some trials and difficulties, but their expectations are much higher. That can create tremendous stress. So there could be tremendous stress in someone in a small ministry, someone just starting out in the ministry. It's a matter of the difference between our expectations and what really is happening in reality. So it's important to try to close the gap between our expectations and the reality. Every area of the country is different. I know it preaches well at a fellowship meeting when someone says, well, it's all the same. People get saved, it's all the same wherever you go. But really, every area is not the same. There's rural areas, there's inner city areas that you're dealing with fatherless homes. There's suburban areas, there's growing areas, there's the Rust Belt, there's heavily Catholic areas, there's very liberal areas in blue states and red states, and there's rural areas that never seem to move or change, but they don't have any new people moving into the area. So there's just many, many variables about starting a church and building a church, and we can have the expectations that we're going to be like the big city church, though the reality is probably we're never going to be like that. And the truth is we probably don't need to be like that. What we need to do is be effective where we are and set realistic goals where we are. and make sure that we are healthy in our attitude toward the calling of God. Now, through the years, I've known a number of men that they felt a tremendous amount of pressure to become like another ministry at a Bible college or a large church or reading books about successes of people, and they think, wow, that's what I need to be, and I'm not, so I'm a failure. And I get very discouraged from that. You know, it's important to measure our success by yieldedness to the Holy Spirit. And really, the amount of yieldedness to the Holy Spirit is success. You know, when you look at some of the Bible characters, Stephen was stoned, but filled with the Holy Spirit, he was successful. Peter preached at Pentecost, and he saw 5,000 people saved and baptized. The Apostle Paul had many converts. All these are unique situations, and just from a casual reading, I would say that all those men were successful. So we have to be realistic in our assessment of where God's called us, what we can do, and how we relate to the opportunities that we have before us. So if we don't have the right understanding of stress, then we can lose some of the momentum, our dedication wanes, discouragement prevails. It can create a lot of problems. But when we realize this is where God's called me, and I have the opportunity no one else has, right here is my place of service, I'm going to be as successful as I can be right where God has put me. But when the emotions take over your life, you may have to do something more drastic, especially if it's a serious bout of depression. And I would encourage you, take some time off. Just maybe not preach for 2 or 3 weeks or 4 weeks, that if it's a serious thing where you've undergone, a nervous breakdown, that let your body have a chance to recuperate and try not to do anything that would be stressful. Or I've advised men in our church that have experienced depression, said, why don't you just get on the floor and color with your children, work a jigsaw puzzle, take a walk. And I believe this sounds corny, but the best way to recuperate when you've really gone too far is to drink plenty of water, eat healthy, try to follow routine, get enough sleep, and exercise. That helps your body to become more healthy. But if you continue to persist, it's not going to get better. And it may be that you can sense it coming on sometime in the future, that you'll be aware of it, you're more sensitive to it. So you could pull back a little bit and say, I've got to take some time off, I've got to take a day off, a week off, and sort of get away from things for a while. Need to adjust my ministry. You know, saving the world of 8 million people is an impossible task. We want everybody to be saved. But if you look at the largest church in the world, it's a piece of sand on the beach of a large ocean. It's a very small percentage. We're not going to reach all the world, but we can have an influence where God has led us, and God can use us to touch other people's lives. But we have to be realistic that we're not going to win everybody. Should be our heart, our desire, but there has to be a balanced approach to the ministry that's realistic and yet aggressive, in a sense that we're doing all we can do where God has led us. So just because we're in the ministry does not mean we're exempt from emotional problems. And you might think, well, I'm stronger than that. I'm tough. I can handle it. We are pretty weak and frail people. Every day our prayer should be, oh God, I need you. I need your help. I mean, read the Psalms. Listen to David, this a man after God's own heart as he cries out unto the Lord and seeks his help every single day. So I hope that if you're going through some bout of depression, you try to recognize how serious is it, and do I need to take a little time off? Do I need to pull back a little bit? Do I need to get my expectations in line with reality? Am I following what God wants me to do here? Or am I trying to impress someone or meet the expectations of someone else? Am I meeting the expectations of God? And so I hope that some of these thoughts and ideas are helpful to you. You know, maybe you've not faced depression or struggle. Maybe you're not aware of stress. But I guarantee you, anyone in the ministry that's doing their best to serve the Lord is facing some element of stress. And we are best if we recognize that and become aware of it so that we don't end up creating bigger problems or do something that could even harm the ministry or our family. Well, God bless you, and keep your eyes on the Lord and just keep serving Him. And I hope you have the joy of the Lord today. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, consider sharing it with a friend. You can also follow at Dr. Townsley on Twitter or on Facebook at Jim Townsley.